Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching.
It's the late, great Otis Redding bringing us back. One of his classics. 23 After the Hour, his most famous classic, actually. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Schley, the author of The Unstoppables, the author of The Microscript Ruse, the author of Why Johnny Can't Brand. He is a very prolific author and thinker, and spends a lot of time thinking about what you and I need to do to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And one of the things, his next project he's working on, is going to help us a lot with that. Bill, you were just telling us about this new book that you're re-releasing. It's someone else wrote it, a guy named Russell Reeves, who was the guy that the Don Draper character of Mad Men was made after. And he has a book out that they wrote over 50 years ago. And the title of the book is?
It's called Reality in Advertising.
Yeah, and so you're re-releasing the book as it was in those days, complete re-release, yeah. no additional stuff. And then I guess you're going to follow up with that with some commentary later on, maybe a companion book to go with it. But
our first thing was we had to find the Rosser Reeves, who's the original writer. We had to find his heirs.
Right.
Who were not that easy to find and get permission to do this. So it took us 2 years to get permission.
Wow. So that's going to be out in a couple of weeks. So and I'm looking forward to that. So so tell us what a Main Street Don Draper should think about when they want to take their products and their company to market. Okay. What can we learn? What can we learn from Russell?
Here's a formula for that. We call it. This is. First of all, they have to know that if they're in business and they want, there's only one kind of brand that they want to put out, and that's what we call a selling brand.
Mm-hmm.
A selling brand is different than any other kind of brand. So you think about it. Anybody that has a reputation or a name, could be a movie star, even a country like France, is a brand. You know, they're all brands. But a selling brand is different because a selling brand is designed to, once you get awareness, it's designed to pull you over into the ranks of the persuaded. And it uses a unique selling proposition which says, buy this product, get this one specific benefit. And so you find the one thing that's the most important thing you can stand for and make sure that you always promise to do that. So a selling brand has an idea at the center. We call it a dominant selling idea.
Let me give you an example from a company I worked for in the early days of my career, Sears Roebuck.
Yeah.
No matter what else you, no matter what you were buying from Sears, no matter where you bought it, when you walked in the door, in gold leaf letters in the transom over the front door, it said, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
That's right. They invented that, by the way.
That was the thing that, above all things else that you might think about their company, their products,
that you
always
knew
that. It was in gold leaf over the window for a reason. They lived and died by that.
That's right. But you know, even small companies, we call it a dominant selling idea. It's that one idea you stand for that's the difference that customers will get from you that they really can't get anywhere else. So, for example, and it's always an idea that says we're the best. We do something and we do it best because no one ever bought the second best in anything.
Mm-hmm.
So. And great brands always stood for one idea, like Volvo. Everybody knows Volvo. What is it? Safe.
They're boxy,
car.
But they're safe.
That's right. They're the safest car. That was the one idea. That's the dominant selling idea. And then all of the advertising and all the marketing always has to reflect and reinforce that one idea. It always comes back to that one idea. Southwest used to be, everyone would say, the low-cost airline.
Right.
That was their idea. Now, they're not anymore, but that's what they were. And everything always comes back to that idea. So if you have a business, I mean, I like to say there's a guy in my town, and he called himself the on-time plumber. That was the name of his business, the on-time plumber. He said, look at anybody. He had it on the side of his truck. He had it on his business cards. He had it written, and he'd answer the phone. Hi, this is Ed, the on-time plumber. And he stood for being, and damn, he got there on time, but all of a sudden he had an idea that stood out, and he owned that idea in our community. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And another one was in our town, the brick oven pizza place. I mean, look, that's how simple it gets.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else was Italian pizza, but this guy said, we have a real brick oven. Set himself apart with that one idea that made him different and special that nobody else could claim. So that's the first thing, is to find that idea at the center of your brand. The next thing, remember something else. A brand is a story. It's always a story. It's a very short story. It's a story about a problem and a solution. It says the world used to be like this, and people had a problem. So a company came along to solve that problem with this product. They did this and this, and now the world's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Every brand does that. Your business does that.
Mm-hmm.
If you solve someone's problem, you can tell that story, and it's a story that only you can tell.
I got 30 seconds, right? Bill. 30 seconds.
Okay. We almost done?
Yep. 30 seconds.
The last thing is the facts of the difference. You line up the facts of what makes you different, and that's the key to everything. Not emotions, facts. Let the customers supply the emotions when you solve their problem.
And that book's going to be available when?
Well, the book's going to be available in about, I don't know, I'd say probably 3 weeks.
Okay, can we pre-order it on Amazon?
No.
Oh,
no,
man.
You can actually order it now, but you'd have to pay $300 for it.
No, we're not going to do
what
that.
But
we'll wait.
We'll
remind people about it. Folks,
yep.
Bill Chalet, thanks for being here, Bill. Good job. Come back soon.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
Take care. Reality in Advertising, by the way, that's that book he's republishing. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.